This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, and there's more at the website, allbook-books.com, and the Substack page you can find from the website homepage. This week, I want to talk about a nuanced topic, and I don't have the answer, but I want to broach the topic of information. It's a big thing nowadays, information. Is it accurate or not? And what I want to say is that even if something is inaccurate and should be called out, it doesn't mean there isn't something to gain from it. My example is that a book that I found maybe 20 years ago at the Borders bookstore, and the way I found it is an interesting part of this nuance. I was at the store and looking, if I remember correctly, it was the Native People section. And the book just kind of, it was, I think other people have had this experience sometime. It was as if the book called me, as if the book leaned off the shelf. And I felt like the presence, at that time, I remember specifically tuning in to a spiritual teacher and friend who had been the one who had introduced me to the ways to information and about the Hopi. He had grown up in that vicinity. So the book that jumped out at me, that felt like it was almost like some spirit had pushed it off the shelf toward me. It was called The Hopi Survival Kit: The Prophecies, Instructions, and Warnings Revealed by the Last Elders. Very catchy, very dramatic title. It's by Thomas E. Mails. So I learned a lot from it. It's quite interesting. There's a very well-known book by Frank Waters called The Book of the Hopi. The key thing I got out of it, which I could say one thing that changed my life for the better and my behaviors and stuff, there was a mention in there that about the world is speeding up, so you need to slow down. Things are getting faster, the world is speeding up. I think a lot of people would agree with that statement. And so the thing to do is to slow down. So that's what I did. I started, you know, just making a point to slow down and not be in a frantic, not be in a frantic hurry like a typical, New Yorker. So that helped me a lot. So fast forward, I don't know how many years, probably 15 years, maybe 5 or something years ago, I saw somewhere mentions of, well, before I get into that, this is how some of the book is billed: as renowned Native American expert Thomas Mails was chosen by the last surviving elders to reveal to the outside world the sacred Hopi prophecy and instructions at precisely the time in history when they are most urgently needed. The Hopi Survival Kit is the first full revelation of traditional Hopi prophecy. So, yeah, that's very, very catchy. Now, I could raise an eyebrow or suspicion because it is a very delicate topic when it comes to any esoterica or native, any esoterica of whatever culture, and especially the popularity with interest in native peoples and prophecies and traditions and all that. Anything that gets into a book, some of the most sacred or the, you know, very essential key things are, the odds of getting in a book are minimal, because some of the information is not meant for the public, in the mass public. It is meant for specific people, whoever's drawn to it, however that tradition works. So that's one suspicion that arises with any such thing. And plus the fact that once something is in a book, it kind of nails it down and does not allow for the possible changes. I mean, I've seen that in my writing career thus far. Things I wrote 10, 20 years ago that I would change now. I was, all for promoting solar energy, and then I've read that the solar energy is not what it's cracked up to be. So those kind of things happen, but especially with, mystical, spiritual information, guidelines, and all that. So that's something to be aware of with any of these books, self-help books, New Age books, any of these books that are like talking about saving the world. There's the yellow warning, because first of all, a lot of them are promoting simplified solutions and answers, and it's a big sales push. And then also, why is it, the other suspicion again is who is approving it? So there another thing, there's a website with newagefraud.org. Now that has some very negative things to say about Thomas Mails. So again, I don't know, and I don't know that I'm gonna like go in depth. I don't know that I could prove anything. I'm just calling it out as something to be aware of. And I'm also calling out that while on the one hand, in a scholarly sense, that anything that should be or deserves to be, called out and sort of checked off the list, as this is not authentic, this is not traditional, this is not respecting the actual people from whence the information is said to come. Sometimes, this is where I use the word nuance, sometimes there is a kind of metaphysical, spiritual way that just does what it does. That's why I share my experience of that book just kind of fell out of the bookshelf to me, and had an association with a friend who is in the spirit world. So the book nudged out of the shelf. Could have well been literally that, but whatever the case, it doesn't matter. The point is that again, I learned something from that book that's a key thing for me. So. But that's not to dismiss if it is erroneous. So here's what one of the New Age fraud things says. Reported that Mails has a history of befriending aging Indians, declaring them the last true, quote, traditional, because that's typically a key word, traditional, rather than the modernized corporate Indians or the Christianized. The last true traditional of their tribe, and announcing that he has been, quote, chosen to speak for the tribe and spread their, quote, truth. The so-called, then it goes on to explain about the Hopi books and such like. However, Mails knows only what a few people have revealed to him, and most of this is out of context, incomplete, and inaccurate. So that's another factor. Someone also may be genuinely trying to help or trying to improve things, but it's incomplete. When appealed to by the Hopi tribe to stop exploiting Hopi culture, Mails ignored the requests. And implied that the Hopis who object to his teachings are not the true Hopis. So that's another layer. There's another layer of confusion, that there are like traditional Hopis, but then others that are not traditional. So it depends on which group of Hopis is saying what. Another report mentioned him as an arrogant beatard and selling, doing a workshop on Hopi prophecy, spirituality, a section on making your own prayer feathers, paraphernalia, and altars. That sounds suspicious. And various legal attempts against him. So I don't know. I'm not trying to, I'm just presenting that there's, multiple sides to the story, and would take a whole nother thing, but I'm just trying to say that sometimes you can get something out of a book, but also in the big picture to be skeptical that how much it is accurate and how much it is kind of salesy. I think that happened with Carlos Castaneda. Again, those were hugely popular books, I think, in the 70s or 80s. I read some of those. Don Juan and the Yaqui and I forget what that was, like Mexico or somewhere. And I got a lot out of that. But then again, it was reported that it was like he drank a lot of beer and wrote them or something like that. So as far as the legitimacy and the respect for the actual people, because that is offensive and unacceptable, is to take information from a literal or to fake information from a literal people, that is a serious abuse and a disrespect. So that's the deeper lesson from all this. And there's so many books out there now with that labels of, save the world and self-help and self-improvement and prophecies revealed, secrets revealed, the truth is now told. So yeah, be skeptical and do some homework. So thank you for listening and be well.